Welcome to the Lou Catino Show, where we can learn to reimagine our lifestyle.
Sister Shivani, thank you so much for your time again. It's a pleasure to start my morning and start my day with you today. So thank you for being with us on this new amazing show. I'm just calling it something simple. You know, we have medicine and then we have beyond medicine. So while we respect medicine, it can save lives. We need it when used the right way. What do we have beyond medicine that we're forgetting as individuals today, like the power of prayer, the power of faith, the deep understanding of karma, like you beautifully explained it to us, the importance of healthy food, movement, sleep, how we treat people around us and ourselves. I believe and I see all of this as beyond medicine. So we're trying to integrate this and try, you know, we're trying to awaken our souls so to a new journey. Like right now, I believe I can start a new journey as well with understanding and more knowledge, because I think as human beings, we tend to think we know it all at some point, or we think we can figure out every single problem. But all I see every day is struggle in people, struggle, people trying to control things and people that are out of their control. So thank you for being with us, sister. And my question for you today is, we think we're awake as humans, but most of us are still sleeping. We're barely scratching the surface of how we can make a change in our life, how we can, you know, awaken and start living our best life spiritually and in the present moment. There are many people who are stuck in ego, stuck in anxiety, stuck in bitterness, resentment. So Sister Shivani, I would love for you to speak to us today that I want to start a new journey. There could be so many people in the world that want to awaken and start this beautiful journey. It's never too late. We're never too old for that. So I would love for you to guide us on that, sister.
Spiritually, fundamental, the root. And of course, then there are a lot of steps on which we begin a new way of thinking. But so we say it's awakening to a new way of thinking. But before that, it is awakening to a new way of being, which means the consciousness. So if my consciousness is right, then my intentions, thoughts, feelings, everything is coming out of that. But if I just try and work on my thinking, my feelings, it works sometimes, it doesn't work sometimes, because my root consciousness of who I am is not set to what is the truth. So like you said, ego. So what is ego? So when we ask ourselves, what is ego? So we feel, if I believe I'm right, I'm the only one who can do it, or I'm superior to people, that is ego. That's what we've heard while we were growing up. But what I understand spiritually is a very simple working definition. Ego is attachment to a wrong image of myself. Attachment to a wrong image of myself. And when there will be attachment, there will be fear of losing what I'm attached to. So attachment to a wrong image of myself means, if I had to introduce myself to someone, or if even if I ask myself, who am I? So, you know, the answer to the fundamental question, who am I? So I is always look at the body first thing in the morning and say, how am I looking today? Even when we say, how am I feeling today? It'll be something, my gut is like this, my head is paining, or today I'm perfectly fine. That I also am referring to the body. So I've grown fat, I'm losing weight. It's always referring to the body. So I look at the body as I. Then I give my name, my role, my position, my qualification, my relationship, my country, my nationality, my religion, my caste. All of these are important. They're extremely important, but they are all mine. They are all what I have acquired on this journey of life. And this whole journey is about acquiring and sometimes even losing. I acquire relationships, but on the journey, I lose people also. I acquire role and position. On the journey, it keeps changing. And one day a day comes that I lose that designation. I've retired. But if we see, sometimes people would like to hold on to that designation after that designation is no more their identity also. Because of the feeling that if I am not this, then who am I? So I will hold on to it saying I am X so-and-so, I'm retired so-and-so, because that is how I introduce myself to other people. Mm-hmm. And so attachment to a wrong image of myself, it's like if I give you a gift It's so beautifully packed. You know, sometimes nowadays the ribbons are so pretty, the wrapping paper is so beautiful, and it's so beautiful that we may think this is so pretty, this is the gift of my life. But all those ribbons are all my relationships. So I just need to keep it aside for a minute and say, okay, these are the ribbons of my life. Then there is a label on the gift. Those are all my roles, positions, designations. Keep it aside for 10 seconds. These are mine. And then that wrapping paper is everything that we use to drape ourselves, which is all branded today. Keep it aside. It's just the wrapping paper. And inside, there is a very, very beautiful velvet box. It's so beautiful that I think this is my gift. But this is just the box. And so that box is this body. This is this body, which I'm living my entire life thinking this is who I am. But just open the box, and there is that beautiful, flawless, valuable diamond inside. So rarely are we reaching the diamond. We are so engaged in all the wrapping paper, the frills, the labels, and most important, this velvet box. So I'm living my life without knowing who I am. So that diamond is I, which we can call the soul, the spirit, the consciousness. In Hindi, we call it Atma, light. Words are many, but it's not the word which is important. It's the awareness that I am this energy, this is matter, my body, and everything else I achieve while I'm on this journey in this body. Today I'm in this body, tomorrow I will leave. And when I will leave, I don't die. It's the body which dies. So fear of death will slowly just disappear from life because we thought, I die. I don't die. It's my body which is not functional. And so I need to change the body just like I change my costume every day, my clothes. I am eternal. So energy doesn't get created, doesn't get destroyed. We change costumes. And on this journey of multiple costumes, on this journey of life and death, I create karma, I create sanskars. And so when I, the soul, leave this costume, everything will be left behind. The only thing that goes with me is my sanskar, which means my nature, my personality, and my karma. So that it becomes my priority of life. So now I'm very clear. I'm a soul. My karma and sanskar is my eternal thing, which is going to remain with me. Everything else which is there with me is temporary, important, but temporary. So now my way of living life will change. Now my priorities while doing everything that I'm doing will change. Now achievement is very important, but the state of my mind while achieving is more important than my achievement. So doing right is very important, but being right is more important than doing right. And when I'm being right, then doing right will automatically come into play. So awakening to this reality. So what we practice spiritually is the journey from 100% ego consciousness to shift towards a journey of 100% soul consciousness. That is the purpose of this spiritual journey. So, when there is ego consciousness, there will be stress, there will be anger, there will be expectations, there will be attachment, there will be fear, and the long list. And soul consciousness, the original nature of every soul, is purity, peace, love, happiness, power, knowledge, and bliss. These seven sanskars, these seven natures, is the personality of every soul. In Hindi, it's called Sattva Guni Atma, means the soul is made of seven qualities. Like the body is made of five elements, soul is made of these seven qualities: purity, peace, love, power, happiness, knowledge, and bliss. But today, we're looking for all these seven outside. So my whole way of living changes. I want happiness. I want love from people. I'm looking for peace. I exercise power by controlling people. So my original seven qualities, I'm looking for it outside. So I am asleep. This is the sleep of ignorance. So we need to awaken to the truth, who we are. Then I understand who you are. You know, so when I know myself, I start understanding people around me. Otherwise, we are relating to people only based on their achievements. Just you visualize yourself. You're going to meet the chairman or an MD of a company. Your car will first cross somebody at the gate. Then you will enter. There is a receptionist at the desk. Then you will meet the manager of that company. And then you will meet the chairman. 4 minutes, we cross four people. But our behavior changes four times because we are interacting with the role, with the position. So the brother at the security gate, we probably don't even look or acknowledge his presence. The sister at the reception will give a little smile and say good morning. But by the time we reach the top floor, we will be like this. So at the security gate, we are like this. And by the time we reach the top floor, we are like this. So either I'm above someone or I'm below someone, either I'm superior to someone or I'm inferior to someone. I changed four times just because I was a role talking to another role. And soul consciousness, which means respect everyone equally, regard for the position, but respect will not change four times. So the whole way of interacting, relationships, everything changes. Even the way we treat the body changes. It all changes completely just by remaining in the awareness, who am I? And that's why for thousands of years, philosophers have said, if you know the answer of who am I, life will change.
So sister, that's beautiful. I love the example of the four roles that you cross. So with this awareness, now, a lot of people will say, okay, I'm going to start to become aware of this. And with the awareness, does this mean our thoughts will change? And because our thoughts change, now our behavior will change. So it's mainly consciousness.
Everything will change.
And so when you use the word consciousness, sister, there is also a word mindfulness. Hmm. Are they both more or less the same? I'm being conscious about my thoughts. I'm being mindful about the thoughts. Or is there a difference, just out of curiosity?
Conscious is mindfulness. Consciousness is not conscious. Hmm. Conscious is I'm aware. You know, like we say, I'm conscious, I'm doing this. I'm conscious of what I'm speaking. So mindfulness is also same. I'm mindful of what I'm saying. I'm mindful of what I'm doing. When we use the word mindfulness today, when we say meditation, mindfulness, so mindfulness means I'm mindful of what I'm thinking. You know, like we say to each other, be mindful. What are you saying to them? So now it teaches us be mindful of what you're thinking, because if you create the right thoughts, you won't have to take care of your words and behavior. We were taught to be careful of what we speak. We were taught to take care of how we behave. We were not taught to take care of how we think, because we thought nobody's going to come to know what I'm thinking here. So even today, we are perfect often in our words and behavior. But I have mastered the art of thinking and speaking differently. So I can be polite to you. I can be politically correct. I could be in the perfect behavior. And yet my thoughts could be critical, judgmental, hurt, pain, expectations, and nobody outside would come to know. Nobody outside. And that's where our karma goes a little incorrect, because we thought karma meant word and behavior. And so I will say, oh yes, I met Luke. I spoke perfect. I behaved perfect. I even gave him a gift at the end of the meeting. So I tick my karma saying everything was perfect. But it is my intention in meeting you. What were my thoughts about you? What were my feelings and experiences in the meeting that I recorded here, which is actually my karma? Because thoughts will be thousands, words will be few, and behavior even lesser than that. So to take care of the thoughts. And so when the consciousness is right, so consciousness means like an operating system. You know, which operating system are you? Are you on Windows or are you on Mac? So the basic operating system takes care of everything that I'm using on that system then. So, you know, so a particular software will work only in a particular manner because I'm working on Windows or I'm working on Mac. So if I'm working through ego consciousness, my way of behaving will be, I am so and so. So you need to be this way to be. This is the image I have created about myself, whether it's a role position, whether it's a relationship. I am a parent. So this is how a child should behave with me. Or I am a spouse, and this is how my husband or wife should behave. So all our expectations are coming through the consciousness of I am a role. I am a relationship. All our differences today are coming in the name of I am a different religion. You are a different religion. So we are different. And the minute we said different, we went into comparison. We went into who's more or less. And the whole list was that. And but when the consciousness is I'm a soul and you are a soul. Equal, equal. And then understanding, compassion, acceptance, this starts coming natural. It's a journey, of course. It's not a black and white that today I am ego and tomorrow I am soul. It's a very long journey of shifting. But once I understand my way of thinking, seeing, behaving, living with people starts changing. So it's the operating system of my life.
Got it, sister. Thank you for that. Sister, what's the most beautiful, valuable gift that you've ever received in life? There could be many gifts, but when you think about it, what's the most beautiful, valuable gift that you've ever received?
Now, priority is obviously not in terms of what you achieve or receive in terms of anything physical. But I think the most beautiful gift was when I was getting used as an instrument to be able to share and first learn in the process. So that is the biggest gift, that to be able to learn these truths of life, which I've lived so many years without even knowing the basics of it. So that's the biggest gift, because that changes every, after that life becomes a gift. After you get the right understanding, life itself is a gift. And then obviously you get to share that gift with everybody. So I think understanding the truth and receiving that wisdom and to be able to then implement and then share. Nothing more precious than that.
Sister Shivani, so to put everything into a nutshell, we want to start a journey right now. Okay, what are the top three things based on everything that you said? Three to-do list items that we can make right now consciously to begin our journey today, not tomorrow, but today.
Shift from I want happiness, I want love, I want peace. These three lines are actually becoming the cause of most of our problems in our life because we are looking for them outside. Energy is something that I have to create. So if I, today, let's experiment that whatever may be the situation, situations are not always our way, but I will remain in the awareness. I will cross this scene with peace, which means I will cross the scene with calm and stability. And when I cross it with that calm and stability, I have experienced peace. Peace was not going to come to me from outside. Peace was not going to come because the scene was perfect, but peace will be the energy I create while responding to that scene. Happiness is not going to come from what I buy. That is only a physical comfort that I'm able to buy. But happiness is when my mind does not go through its ups and downs and through its turbulences while being in situations and while being in relationships. So if I just remember this today, and third most important, I want love from people. And the person who I'm standing before and thinking that I want love in this relationship, I need to remember they also want. So both of us are standing like this, I want. And then sometimes they take a decision to not live with each other and say we will separate. And what's the reason? The reason is I'm not getting anything in this relationship. So they both have gone to get. So don't go into any relationship. Any relationship, you don't go to get. Go into the relationship to give. But I'll be able to remember that I have to give. When I remember I am love, it's my nature, it's my personality. And I radiate that as acceptance, empathy, compassion, respect. I do that, not I want. So I want will always keep me like this. Mm-hmm. This is not our personality. This is our personality, to be a giver. Everything in nature is giving. Everything in nature is giving. Whether it's the five elements of nature, everything is giving. Human nature is also to be a giver. And when we shift from our original nature of giving, that is when a lot of things start shifting. And that's what also creates the shift in the body. If I shift towards being a giver, my body also will start shifting towards health.
Thank you so much, sister. This has been so amazing to start our journey towards the awakening of our souls for this, you know, beautiful life that we have ahead of us. Thank you so much.
Shanti.
Stay tuned for more. We're going to continue our journey, learning, sharing, and evolving.